Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. And when I say you guys with us, I mean real people, normal, regular people that just use, you know, your takes. I don't need AI. Twice in one show. Well, AI told me. Now I want your opinion. I don't care about AI's opinion. Hugh, did you use AI or just Google?
No, I Google. I was on the computer, yeah. And I Googled the same team twice.
Yeah,
that was my fault.
That was a Google's. That was a user error more than AI.
Yeah, more than anything.
Yeah, we got some AI discrepancies. Are your phone calls here on all of this, including do you expect Jalen Hurts to play better in the postseason versus what he did in the regular season? Hugh Douglas does. I feel like it's going to be a lot of what we saw here. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get to an update on Hugh's candidacy to be the next head coach of the Atlanta Falcons. But first, let's welcome in our guy, Elliot Shore Parks, who's with us every Wednesday. It's a big week, Elliot. It's a playoff week. How are we doing?
Man, it's funny because I asked AI about the three interceptions Stafford had against the Falcons, and it told me that he would have had six if Hugh Douglas was the head coach.
Wow!
Hey.
So the AI is on your side on that one, buddy.
Well, thank you.
You know, Hugh, you should use that in your interview.
I am. I'm like, did you see what AI said I could do?
That'll get you the job. Yeah. All right, Elliot, let's get into a lot, including we're going to do something, a little group project. We're going to workshop how we should rank the NFC quarterbacks heading into the postseason. We'll do it together. But let's start with this. Do you expect Jalen to play better in the postseason rather than what we saw over the full course of the regular season?
I think Jalen will be the same player in the playoffs that he is during the regular season, but that's good enough, right? Like, I think that there's this idea he steps up in the playoffs, and I do think there is some truth to that, right? Like, he's obviously had two huge Super Bowls. He had a great championship game. But for the most part, if you look at Jalen's career in the playoffs, he's kind of been what he's been in the regular season, which is...
Elliot?
Boy, we lost Elliot.
Wow.
Right when he was about to drop that. Mm-hmm. He was about to drop it like it was
He had
hot.
Some knowledge there, and he was about to... But I mean, I did enjoy what he was saying there, because he kind of was saying what I was saying earlier, which is it's similar to what he is in the regular season. And if you think that's good enough, that's great.
That rarely happens to Elliot.
What, the phone call dropping?
Yeah, I mean, Elliot's usually pretty
I know, he's usually
stuff.
Spot on with that. Hopefully Elliot's okay. The take police didn't come and take him. Yeah, I mean, I'm afraid he's in the back of a take police car. All right, you know what I'm going to do while we get Elliot back up?
What you got?
Let's check in the Twitter question, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Do you expect Jalen Hurts to play better in the postseason? Hugh, how do you think the voting came down on this? Yes or no?
88% yes.
Wow, it's pretty close. 84% yes, 16%.
Oh, yeah, that's what we do, man. Yeah. That's why you love Philadelphia so much. That's what we do.
What does that mean? Like, we believe?
We believe. Mm. Even when we don't have a whole lot to, we don't have a leg to stand on.
I like that. Elliot is back with us. All right, Elliot, go ahead. Finish your thought there. You were telling us that, you know, it's good enough, but mostly it's been what he kind of is in the regular season.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe AI cut me off there. But
they're out to get you.
Exactly. No, if you look at Jalen's playoff career, it has mostly been what he has been in the regular season, where I think me and you probably disagree on this, is I think how he's played in the regular season has proven to be good enough to win in the playoffs. Like, there have been plenty of big games Jalen has had in the regular season. He's had games in the regular season as good as his Super Bowl game in 2022. He's had games in the regular season as good as his championship game in last year. Mm-hmm. The difference is obviously those games mean more because they were big games, but Jalen has won big games. So I do think really what we talk about when we say Jalen improving his game in the regular season, or sorry, in the playoffs, is that he's a guy that does not get impacted by pressure, right? So when he has big games, he is capable of playing at a high level, much like he is in the regular season.
Well, I do agree with a lot of what you said there. And I also think the few times he has not played great in the playoffs, Elliot, I never think it's about the pressure. I'm with you on that. I just think he just didn't play well, right? Like, there are some quarterbacks, and maybe we'll talk about them in a few minutes on our quarterback list here in the NFC, that you do wonder in the pressure moment how they're going to play. I don't wonder that about John. I never think the pressure gets to him. He just either plays great or he doesn't. So we shall see. Now, Elliot, I want to unpack something I heard you say yesterday on Tuesdays with Elliot in the afternoon show. And I thought it was interesting because you were kind of going through your confidence level in this team now versus where you were last year entering the postseason. And I believe you said you're more confident in a way in this team than you were last year. So am I right on that? That's where you're at entering the playoffs?
Yeah, I think if we look at how we felt about the 2024 Eagles heading into the postseason last year, and then we think about how we feel about this team, I think there should be more confidence in this team than there would have been in last year's team. Now, I understand last year's team obviously went on and won the Super Bowl. So we now view them as clearly they have accomplished something that this team has not. I understand that. But if you look at the 2024 team heading into the postseason, Jalen hadn't played for 3 weeks. They had not won the Super Bowl, right? They were coming off the last time they were in the playoffs was the epic collapse where they got demolished in Tampa Bay. And this year, if you look at the team, they are coming off winning the Super Bowl, so they are battle-proven, right? They have proven they can go and they can do it. Jalen has been playing. He's not dealing with an injury right now. That was a major question last year. And also, the path is way easier. This year, the NFC is not as strong as the NFC last year. And the AFC is not as strong as it was last year. Last year, you had all the great quarterbacks in the AFC. The path that the Eagles ended up taking to the Super Bowl last year ended up being the second toughest path ever for a team that has won the Super Bowl. So, like, they did it, and obviously props to them. But I think now, because they have gone through it, this group of players I have more confidence in than I did at this time last year.
All right, I think it's interesting. It's an interesting take. I agree with a lot of it. There's one part, and you didn't relay it just to us, but I feel like I heard you say it yesterday because you were going through the path, right? And the path starts Niners this week. Last year was the Green Bay Packers. You mentioned right. yesterday the one seed you thought was stronger last year with the Lions. I agree with you, even though they were banged up, like they seemed scarier than the Seahawks team. I'm with you. I think I heard you say yesterday the Rams this year are not as good as they were last year. That I can't sign off on that. They're way better this year.
Look, I mean, I'm sure you guys can appreciate. You say a lot of things. Sometimes it says one thing, and that's probably not true. You're right. The Rams are better this year than they were last year.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, yeah, they are for sure. But again, like the Eagles' path through the NFC this year, even with the improved Rams, will not be tougher than it was last year. And especially if you include the playoffs. Like, I guess anything could happen. Maybe the Panthers go on a run. Like, you never know. But realistically, the path this year will be easier than the path last year.
I think I agree, except we're more likely to have a road title game, right? That's that's a big difference. But I generally agree with you, Elliot. I think
but we also thought that last year, for what it's worth.
We did, but there's two teams in front of them, you know, home field advantage wise.
Yeah, that's fair. And I guess the Lions being better last year lessened the chances as opposed to Seattle this year being upset.
Yep.
That's true.
Yep. All right.
But I would also say just quickly, are we sure that last year's team is way better than this team? Like, are we sure, right? Because if you look
at
the
offensively,
teams,
they are. Offensively.
Well, okay, so they are better. They were a way better running team last year. Absolutely. Jalen did set a career high in passing touchdowns this year, right? The defense, I think, is better. And again, I do think, like, this team has something that last year's team didn't have that isn't quantifiable, which is they have the confidence of having won it. Right? Like last year's team, it was clearly something special going on and they proved to be a very tough team. They did not have the confidence that I think this team has in terms of knowing they can do it. And again, like the passing offense is probably better this year. The defense is better this year. So I'm not so sure that the team last year is way better than this year's team.
All right, Elliot, with that, last year started with a relatively easy win in the first round. I mean, I'm not saying they won by 40, but I never felt that game was truly in doubt. They held the Packers down, and eventually Saquon ran away in the fourth quarter, and they won by double digits. Do you feel it's going to be a similar outcome this year? What's your feeling on Wednesday as we head towards Sunday? Eagles, Niners, they're about a 4.5-point favorite. Do you think this is a comfortable win, or are we all we biting our nails at 7:15 on Sunday?
Well, what's interesting is if you look at the career of Nick and Jalen, they have mostly played in blowouts. Like most of the playoff games, whether for better or worse, have not been close. So I guess in some ways it's probably more likely it won't be a close game. I do think there's a good chance the Eagles win this game comfortably. And I very much understand that 10 minutes into the game on Sunday, I could be sitting here. The offense could have gone three and out three times. And we're remembering what it looks like at times to watch this team play. But I also think if you look at the matchups, you look at the line, like I definitely think it is an Eagles line and it is moving to an Eagles, even more into the favor of the Eagles. I just think they're a better team than the 49ers. The 49ers do one thing better than, or really two things better than the Eagles. They pass the ball better and they have fewer penalties. And those are important things for sure. But the Eagles are actually a better running team than the 49ers this year, as hard as that might be to believe. They have a way better defense than the 49ers. They have better receivers. Like, they're at home. Sirianni's never lost at home. Sirianni and Jalen, I should say. So I do think there's a, you know, I feel confident in the game. As of now.
I could tell. Yeah, and I agree with
That's
a lot of your
stuff
reasoning.
Right
there. Yeah, I do. All right, Elliot, let's do a little exercise together. So a lot of times during the year, we did a segment where we would power rank the quarterbacks. And it was typically a Hugh Douglas segment because he had some wild rankings. Who'd you have in there in your top 10?
I had Tyler Shuck.
Well, you might have been right about that. He might be. Shuck.
Tyler Shuck.
No, I mean, bad news for Tanner McKee. I'll say that.
Yeah, that Saints job might be locked
your
up.
Your worst hits are Brissett, Snoop Huntley, Spencer Rattler. Spencer Rattler is all-time bad.
They were not bad hits. Thank
they
you very
benched
much,
Rattler to get to Shuck.
There are no bad
hits.
No,
it was really bad.
Well, it was a week-to-week thing.
Mm. Okay.
You're a big fan of NFC South quarterbacks there.
Yeah, well, he wants to be a coach that division, so you know he's got familiarity.
Yeah,
all right, Elliot, and here, let's do this together. 7 NFC quarterbacks enter the postseason. Now, we can workshop the criteria. I think we need to weigh pretty heavily for this ranking, how they're playing right now, like entering the postseason. But the 7 quarterbacks in order of their seeding are Sam Darnold, Caleb Williams, Jalen Hurts, Bryce Young, Matthew Stafford, Brock Purdy, Jordan Love. All right.
You're talking about,
just the NFC, right? Okay. So really, let's figure out where we think Jalen Hurts belongs entering the postseason quarterback power rankings. Can we knock out a few things we all agree on? Do we all agree Bryce Young is last?
I would mostly agree with you. Again, I do think there's something to be said for unproven a little bit over proven failure, but I would probably put Bryce Young last.
You with that? We would put Bryce Young last?
We could put Bryce Young
last. Okay, let's put Bryce Young at 7. So let's work from there. Bryce Young.
He's writing them down.
Oh, I am. Because I'm looking. I'm a visual person. I'm working on my coaching.
So you're working on the transcript?
Are you a visual person?
I'm working on my coaching acumen.
Okay.
Great.
I'm working on this.
Because the Stafford thing earlier did not go well.
No. So the,
we don't live in the past around these.
It was 30 minutes ago.
We made a mistake. And now we're moving forward.
All right, so you're the person of record for this? You're writing it down? All right. Bryce Young at 7.
Scribe Douglas over here.
The scribe.
You're a hater.
All right, can we agree Matthew Stafford is number 1?
Yes, I had him at number 1 already.
Elliot?
Yes, I think you could probably – if you're weighing off this year, yes, I think he's number 1.
That was a little bit of a hesitation.
I know, I heard a little hesitation.
Well, there should obviously be hesitation. Like the closest comparison here is 1 and 2, and then after that there's a gap. But 1 and 2 are the closest here.
Okay.
I mean, they are. Jalen just won the Super Bowl last
actually,
year.
Actually, I think there's a closer gap between Hurts and Purdy than Hurts and Stafford.
Oh, I disagree. I mean, Jalen beat Stafford every time he plays him. He just won the Super Bowl last year. He did have a career high in touch passing touchdowns for what it's worth.
What was that, 25?
Well, it's still a career high. I don't know what you want me to say. How many did Purdy throw?
He threw 20 in 8 games.
Yeah, so he's hurt a lot. That seems like a negative to me. Sure. Last time he played a playoff game here, he got hurt. You have to take that into consideration.
Well, yeah, but I'm not talking about building a team. I'm talking about ranking the players right now.
Yeah, so if I had to go into a playoff game with a quarterback, I would feel most confident Jalen would stay healthy out of the 3 we're talking about.
Can I put one caveat in this ranking? Mm-hmm. It had for me, I think it's important to talk about this year.
I agree.
You know, because there's going to be some people that are going to get penalized for their past in this ranking. So I think to be fair to everybody, because that's what we're doing with Bryce Young and Matt Stafford, we have to keep it to this year. So pedigree can't be a part of the equation.
Right now.
This sounds like setting up a Sam Darnold test.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not. Yeah. I
don't even know where he's going with this.
No, because I just feel like – because Sam Darnold's going to get dinged for his past playoff performances, right?
Performance.
Okay.
Performance.
Jordan Love is going to get dinged because of his past playoff performances. Caleb Williams is going to get dinged
for not
playing in the playoffs.
Same thing with Bryce Young. Yeah.
So it's I think to be fair to all of these because this is a new regime. This is a new look. Brock Purdy's been in the playoffs, so you're going to automatically he's going to be probably in that top 4 range because he's been in a Super Bowl. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's all. That's okay. All I'm saying.
All right. So Elliot, you'd put Hurts 2, no doubt.
Yes, Hurts would be 2 for me.
Even though the way he played this season.
Yeah, look, again, he had bad stretches for sure, but I also think we're maybe going a little extreme here in how bad he was.
Well, it was pretty mediocre.
Well, but I'm saying, but he carried them to a few key wins. The offensive line was not good. He had no running game to help him. And I know we'll say, well, he should have done better passing, and I agree. But a lot of quarterbacks would struggle with a bad offensive line and no running game to help them.
Totally agree.
So, I mean, again, in the larger ranking of every quarterback, I think he would not be two. But in the NFC, or, you know, in the NFC quarterbacks, he should be.
Hurts two, or would you put someone else two entering the playoffs?
This is where it's hard because I hear everything Elliott's saying. But when I think the fact that you have some quarterbacks that have been able to score more points. And granted, I have to give Jalen the props for being a quarterback that has had the toughest schedule. And a lot of other teams that we're talking about, schedule wasn't as tough.
And he's been healthier now. It's a fair point by Elliott. I mean, Love's been banged up with a concussion. Purdy missed half the season.
He's been pretty consistent.
I think that's fair to bring up, yeah. All right. Who's it between for you at two? Is it Hurts and Purdy, or would you put someone else in the conversation?
I don't want to ding Sam Darnold for being Sam Darnold, you know. But
14 wins matter.
Yeah, but Jalen Hurts, when you talk about the seeding and the schedules and everything, we made a big to do about the schedule this year, and even though Jalen has had an up and down year because we're boots on the ground here, I mean, damn, he did win a lot of games, and they did. They are in the playoffs.
Sounds like you're leaning to Hurts at two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Little bit. Yeah.
I'll go with you guys. Hurts two. Is Purdy three, Elliott?
I would probably put Purdy three, but I would consider Caleb Williams here. I think Caleb Williams, like, I would rather play a Brock Purdy led team than a Caleb Williams led team. But I think the lack of playoff experience. Yeah, the lack of playoff experience has to matter. I agree. And you know, for what it's worth, if you look at Purdy's resume overall, like, he's not that different than Jalen in the way that he's 30-15 as a starter.
I agree.
In the playoffs, he actually has the lowest all-time interception rate for a passer with 171 attempts and only one interception. So he also takes care of the ball. But, man, I'm impressed by Caleb Williams. I think he has more skill. I would still probably go Purdy 3, though.
I am with you. That's why when I was saying Hurts and Purdy, like, I think they're grouped together. Like, they're both good, and they're both
so successful. But the difference is Purdy. Jalen has a ring, and Purdy does not.
Yeah, like, we're putting Purdy at 3?
Purdy at 3. Okay. All right, so Stafford, Hurts, Purdy. We have Bryce Young at 7. That means we got to figure out 4, 5, and 6. And the three quarterbacks we have left are Sam Darnold, Caleb Williams, Jordan Love. What would you do next, Hugh?
I would say, just off the top of my head, because I'm trying to be fair and balanced in this. Because he's an unknown and he's a wild card, I'm leaning Caleb Williams a little bit more because he has a tremendous skill set. And we saw that firsthand.
I mean, let's be real. He might be one or two on this list soon. He's improving pretty quickly here.
And the one thing that jumps out to me is how much he's been able to absorb in a short period of time.
Yeah. All right. You want to go Williams next?
Yeah, I'm gonna go Caleb.
Elliott, you good with that?
I'm good with Williams next, yeah.
All right, that means we have two quarterbacks left to rank. That is Jordan Love, and it is Sam Darnold.
I think if you're asking me again, Jordan Love has to be, to me, 5. Now I'm a ding Sam Darnold for what he's been in the playoffs.
I think Love
the number one seed quarterback is 6.
Yeah, I think Love kind of stinks.
That's fair.
I would put Darnold ahead of Love here. And as you guys know from talking to me throughout the season, not a Darnold guy. But is anyone living off of 2 playoff games more than Jordan Love is? He's hurt all the time. Fair. The Packers constantly underachieve. Like, I agree. He's had more playoff success than Sam Darnold, and that is very meaningful to me. It is. But Sam Darnold has been so much better than him the past 2 regular seasons.
Okay.
I would guess that's fair.
I'm with you. You know what?
That's fair.
I kind of like the way we got through this together. This was a fun exercise. So the quarterback rankings in the NFC.
I'm proud of you guys.
So the three of us.
We work together. Teamwork.
Stafford 1, Hurts 2, Purdy 3, Caleb Williams 4, Sam Darnold 5, Jordan Love 6, Bryce Young 7. You like how we did that, Elliott?
Yeah, and I got to say, like, Hugh, when you apply for the Falcons job, you should show them this call. Like, the way you had us all working together,
yes.
You navigated it, you compromised.
He was distracted by having to write it all down.
Well, no, it's important to take notes.
To be honest, Kyle, I was focused because I had to write
it all down. That's my point.
Maybe we should get you to write more during these shows.
Elliott, I'm going to be at the meetings with fidget spinners and whatnot.
Nah, he's not as a head coach, kid. Elliott, we appreciate you hopping on. Have a great rest of the week, and we will see you Sunday at the Link. It's going to be a fun day.
Yes, sir. Can't wait. Talk to you guys soon.
There he goes. Elliott Shore Parks. I like that. You know, that was a really...
It was
a grown-up
very
exercise.
Grown up. I agree.
There were pivot points where I thought it was going to go off the rails, but we kept it together.
You thought I was trying to, you know.
Yeah. Look, I could have hounded him for the hesitation on Matt Stafford.
I know. And Hurts is obviously closer to Purdy than Stafford.
Sure.
Let's
yeah.
I didn't want to harp.
I think where it gets interesting is if you throw the AFC quarterbacks into the mix.
Where he's ranked in.
Because then you have Josh Allen, you have Drake May, who's MVP probably.
Then what?
I mean, then there's Herbert, who's there.
See, that's what I thought we were doing, to be honest.
Well, that'd be a lot.
Yeah, that's probably, a lot.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't think we could handle us as a team 14.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Well, no. We would have gone past 2 o'clock.
Yeah, we can't do that. All right. Let's go to Elijah in Delaware. Hey, Elijah.
Hey, how you doing today, Joe?
Good, Elijah. What's up?
Yeah, I was just calling because one of the callers earlier, you guys were going back and forth about how many quarterbacks were better than Jalen Hurts.
That was the artificial intelligence call we got, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I kind of didn't disagree with him, but I just think that Jalen Hurts, he's top two just because of everything he's had to go on through. You know, he can't have a steady OC. You know, he's always not always hurt, but, you know, he's always banged up because of the player he is. You know, just a few little things that these other quarterbacks, you know, they don't really do. They can't win in the playoffs as much as Jalen Hurts. You know, it's just a few things. But I truly think that Hurts is going to get it done this year. He's coming in very healthy. Maybe the O-line isn't so good, but I think if he just does him and throws the ball to A.J., Goddard, and Smitty, we can get it done.
Well, they can. I mean, I with this defense, if he plays well, they got a great shot to make some noise here. I mean, I think they're going to beat the Niners, and then if they have to go to Chicago, I think they could win that football game. I mean, Elijah, he's certainly capable, and I hope he plays. And Elijah, good phone call. I hope he plays as well as everyone thinks he's going to take this jump. I mean, the top two thing. I'll just leave that to the side. Top two is a lot.
I'm thinking about what. Yeah,
yeah, it's a lot. You good?
No, I'm workshopping what he was saying and talking about. It's a lot of hoping.
Well, one thing that he did bring up,
and that was a lot of hope.
That is good. I think it's a good point to bring up. This is probably the healthiest or one of the healthier times Jalen's ever walked in the postseason.
I mean, it definitely is. There's no like injury to be reported on or anything.
Yeah, he's been pretty healthy.
So 20,
I mean, there was the finger, the concussion, the knee.
The ankle in 21,
right.
Yeah.
That's why they had to give him some more money at the end of this one.
Well, why are you doing that?
I'm just being honest.
But then you force me to say no, and then everyone's more angry at me.
Well, I mean, they're going to be angry. Joe, listen, let me tell you. The one thing I figured out about this conversation, because nobody listens. I mean, I love you. Mm-mm. And I mean, I love everybody that's an Eagles fan, but nobody listens to what's being said. That has been proven on more than one occasion.
Yeah.
So anytime Jalen's name is brought up, somebody's grinding an axe from something that has been said weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not relevant to the conversation. That's the unfortunate thing about having these conversations.
Yeah, and you save that take for a couple weeks from now that they have to pay Jalen Hurts
more. Oh, they're going to pay.
Should not. All right, 215-592-90. No. That is the phone number. All right. We got some people on the phones who want to politely disagree, hopefully not with AI and just with their brains. We'll get to you guys coming up next. And before we go, we got to get to you people. And it's been a pretty big AI day around here. Well, a listener apparently asked ChatGPT how Hugh could win 10 games as the coach of the Atlanta Falcons. We'll go through that next. The Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.